This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
It's 9:21 here on this Tuesday evening. It is JJ After Dark. John Jastrzemski, we're right here on the Fan, and our next guest is a man of honor because he told me last week, as his boys were getting ready for the Big Ten tournament, we'll be chatting next week. And here we are. We welcome in the head coach of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, Steve Peichel. What's happening, Coach?
Oh, I'm glad I could keep that promise, too. It's been an exciting few days, and thrilled to be out here in Indy and in the bubble here, getting ready for what I think is the greatest sporting event in the country.
Coach, world. I don't disagree with that. The first 2 days of the NCAA tournament are my favorite 2 days of the year, and I'm a big baseball fan. I love football Sundays. But there's nothing like win or go home from high noon until midnight. I asked you last week about what those feelings would be like when you see Rutgers on the screen and when Greg Gumbel calls your name. Now that you actually lived it, what was that feeling like for you and your program?
We were all together. And, you know, this has been a long journey. It actually started last year, you know, before this tournament got canceled. So it was a 2-year journey. Just so exciting, happy for Rutgers Nation, happy for all the former players that played at Rutgers, happy for all the students, the administrators. It's happy for the state of New Jersey. You know, good. It's a great university, and great things are happening. And now both our basketball teams are in. The women got in. Coach Stringer got in on Monday, and we got in on Sunday. So it's an exciting few days, but it was a thrilling moment.
Coach, how has it been so far? Indianapolis, the bubble, the protocols. It's unlike any other NCAA tournament that we've seen in our lifetimes. Take me through what that's been like for you and your program over these last few days.
Yeah, well, the NCAA's done a really good job. You know, they want to make sure everybody's safe. As soon as it was announced, we all got on. We have a travel party of 30 people, and we got on 3 separate buses, 10 people to a bus with social distancing, and we got here to our hotel, and we immediately tested right away, and then we were quarantined. So we've been in the hotel quarantined till our second test came out, and then once our second test came out well, we were able to then, you know, move forward, practice, and start getting ready for, you know, Friday night's game. So it's been we've been confined here in the bubble, but it's been good, and it really beats the alternative, which was last year.
You ain't kidding, Coach. Now, winning the Minnesota game, winning that first one against Indiana, you guys started to regain that form that we saw in the month of December. And listen, you guys beat Illinois earlier in the year. We know how good a team they are. What went down in that game? Was that just a team that was just firing on all cylinders? What was the the element, Coach, that kind of made you a little queasy watching the game film after the fact.
Yeah, well, we'll tell you, they've been playing at a great level. I think the last 17 games, they've lost one game, I think. You know, and obviously they're the Big Ten tournament champs. But, you know, I don't know if the quick turnaround, they really hurt us on the backboards. We got a lot of fouls early, so we really never got into a groove. But, you know, credit to them. They have a terrific team. They're playing really good basketball right now. That's why they're a number one seed. And they have a chance, you know, to win a national championship. So you got to play much better when you play a team like that. And we didn't, but we're a really good bounce-back team. So we've had some great practices, and we're healthy, and we're looking forward to the challenge at Clemson.
We got Coach Steve Peichel, Rutgers Scarlet Knights. They're back in the NCAA tournament. I expected this to be the case all year. And, Coach, listen, I'm sure you're probably thrilled that you're not playing a Big Ten team, considering the way your league has just beat up on each other. I mean, is that like a relief? Don't get me wrong. Clemson's a terrific team. But to go through the wars within the Big Ten, it's got to be nice saying, man, it's good to be out of conference.
I mean, it's crazy. We only had 4 non-conference games, so we had to play 22 league games this year. And grueling, and 12 of the 14 teams in our conference have been ranked at one point in time during the season. So they're saying it's the best year in the history of the Big Ten. So grueling, the league, everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows everything everyone's going to do. It'll be nice. I mean, Clemson's very good. They come from a great league, too, the ACC. They're one of the best defensive teams in the country, and Brad does a really good job. So, but we are looking forward to seeing anybody else.
And I totally get that. Now, Clemson, biggest challenge going up against their team has got to be their defense, right, Coach? I mean, they play some unbelievable defense. They were playing much better at the beginning of the year, but what have you noticed in doing some prep work and some research on the Tigers?
Yeah, I mean, again, they're the second best defense in the ACC to Virginia, who is one of the elite defenses always in the country. So they're as good a defensive team as you can find. They have a really good player, Amir Sims, who can shoot it. He's like an undersized five man, but he can roam around the perimeter. He does a lot of intriguing things. He's their leading assist guy, leading rebounder, and leading scorer. They have really good guards. They pick up full court. They're really they probably take the most charges of any team in the country. Talented 3-point shooting team. They've got a matchup problem in the post, and they play defense every night. That's why they've been so good.
Coach, obviously you guys have to have your focus on Clemson. I've always been curious, though. You guys are in tournament play, whether it's at the Big Ten tournament or it's at the NCAA tournament. You have to keep an eye on that next game you're going to be playing, whether it's the following day, whether it's 2 days later. What is your overall philosophy on that? You have an assistant handle it? Are you taking a peek at some 215 film already? How do you normally go about that?
No, I don't. I'm one opponent at a time, so okay. I don't. But my assistants are your guys that are, you know, tracking down the road, and they'll do a good job, you know, moving forward with that. But I'm one game. You got to play 40 great minutes. This is a big time tournament, and every team has won their way into this tournament. So every team is really good, and so you got to play 40 great minutes, and that you get rewarded if you do a great job and you play unselfishly and your guys play really well, then you get a chance. But never look down the road ever.
Totally get that. Coach, you guys are going to beat Clemson on Friday night. You guys are going to have success in this NCAA tournament. You know, last week when you came on the show, you mentioned getting after it on the defensive end. Is that the biggest key to having success here and winning a couple games?
You know, huge key. Huge key to rebound the basketball and defend at a high level. But you know, we gotta defend without fouling. That's a huge key too for us. And in the Illinois game, we got a lot of foul trouble. You know, too many fouls, and it changes your rotation. It changes the players that you can play. It does a lot to the minutes. So we got to be really smart in that area too. But you got to play well. You got to play well on both ends of the floor.
And, Coach, you know, in watching your team a bunch this year, when Ron Harper Jr. is attacking, I feel like you guys are a different team. Am I missing something here? Like, when I feel like Ron Harper Jr. is getting after and he's attacking, I feel like in many ways it takes your team almost to another level.
No. I mean, Ron is really capable of attacking the rim and scoring around the basket too. And we're lucky, you know, he can make some threes too at times. But when he's in attack mode, and I think when Jacob Young's in attack mode, and when Gio's in attack mode, it brings another dimension to our team. And Montez Mathis is another attack guy. You know, when we have those guys getting to the rim and getting free throws and attacking the other perimeter players of the other team, it really helps us.
Coach, going back to your days with UConn, Jim Calhoun is one of the best tournament coaches I've seen in my lifetime. Has Coach given you any advice about what his tools to the trade were for winning this time of the year? I mean, Coach, he did a hell of a job of it, so I'm curious, did he maybe shed a little insight for you?
Hey, the great part is I'm able to call Coach at any time. And
it's a hell of a resource, by the way. Just saying, that's a hell of a resource.
I know. When you can call up a Hall of Fame coach who's won 3 national championships, and, I mean, he was an awesome coach for me. He's been an awesome mentor. And so you always want to get his thoughts on everything. And I certainly reach out to him, and I certainly do it all through the course of the year. He helps me a great deal. He truly is, I think he's the best coach that ever coached college basketball. And in that tournament, to win 3 national championships at the University of Connecticut, just unbelievable.
Coach, we know we got the Big Ten with a couple of number one seeds. We know how good Illinois is. We know how good Michigan is. Give me a team that you think maybe is on that 4 line, maybe they're on the 5, the 8, whatever, that could be a real dangerous Big Ten opponent. Not that they're in the field of 68.
Well, I tell you, I mean, Iowa is playing really well. And obviously when you have a player like Luka Garza in the paint, but they surround him with, terrific perimeter shooters. And they have a bunch of guys that are capable of making 4 and 5 threes during the course of a game. And Coach McCaffrey's a great coach, too. Never count Iowa out. And Ohio State, too. Tough, physical basketball team and well-coached. Ohio State's another team in our league. But I will tell you, from 1 to 9, the 9 teams that got in our league, I wouldn't want to play Coach Izzo, and I wouldn't want to play Maryland. These coaches are really good. They've been to this tournament a lot of times. They have good players. And they've been hardened through the course of the year. Wisconsin is a veteran basketball team. Greg Gard does a great job. So they've been hardened through the year. We've played through a lot of obstacles and a lot of different styles. So I would think that the league will fare very well in this tournament.
Coach, final one. You guys in this bubble-like setting, basically it's go to the practice facility, go to your hotel, go to the game, go to your hotel. Is the mental edge from, a motivational standpoint going to be oh so important in having, for all these teams there, the idea of being all in, the idea of being connected, is that something you're trying to pull out, like any of those Jedi mind tricks, any of those motivational ploys to, listen, I know it's the NCAA tournament, but it's a different breed, Coach. When you're going through this routine, I feel like the mentally strong are really going to survive, especially this year.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you've got to battle the bubble, and, you have to be mentally, tough. But they've done a really good job here, the NCAA, keeping us, safe and keeping us protected. And I'm so excited that we're here. Last year was just awful at the end of the season when the season ended with no March Madness. So we're very thankful. We have a party of 30. We've gotten tighter and tighter every day, and hopefully that shows on the court.
Coach Steve Peichel, he's done a fabulous job with the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And, Coach, by the way, I've looked ahead in the bracket. You take care of business and win 2 games. My alma mater, Syracuse, takes care of business and wins 2 games. Maybe we have a little rematch in the Sweet 16, Coach. Fingers crossed.
There you go. I told you that last week. I was happy for him, so that they got in. The great job that Coach Boeheim does.
Because, Coach, you know I'll be rooting for you in every single one of those games except that one. I love you, but I can't be rooting for you in that game. So let's make it happen, okay?
I understand that. I love your loyalty. I understand that.
Coach, you're doing a phenomenal job. Thank you so much again for the time. And how about this? A little confidence. We'll talk next week.
You better believe it.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I like it. Coach, go get him on Friday. We'll be watching, okay?
Thanks, JJ. Have a good one.
There you have it. That's Steve Peichel. And I like it. We'll be pulling for Rutgers to win a couple of games in this tournament. They're favored against Clemson on Friday night. Classic 7-10 matchup. And I think they would have a legitimate shot against Houston in a round of 32. They got to get back to playing that brand of basketball we saw in the month of December. It absolutely can be done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.